Right around the country, it is the Jimmy Nace Show. Good morning, everybody. And Jim, we've got to talk Tigers and the Horse.
Australia, forget about Ed. Forget about Pink. Forget about Harry. There's a new sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Oh, my God. Tigers and the Horse.
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 Oh, Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Yeah, here's the thing. It started as a photo shoot. It started as a photo shoot, a one-off photo shoot. It has now transformed into printed out copies of Tigers and the Horse, which is Jim, you and myself dressed up as tigers, riding our boss Sonder as a horse. And then last week we were like, hang on a minute, could we turn this into a kids' party entertainment group?
Okay, this is the thing, right? We'll follow anything Australia says. Now, don't pretend that we've had anything to do with this. Nath made a joke on the show that said, oh, we'll give away signed photos. Suddenly people start calling and go, I want a signed photo. Mm. They give us suggestions. All our big boss Sonic can come up with in 3 minutes during a song is two tiger costumes, a horse costume, and this dodgy beach jungle background.
And then I start calling it Tigers and the Horse.
And then last week we were giving away because we finally got some, you know, printed out versions that we could sign and send out. And then people start going to us last week.
Do you guys do parties?
You guys should start doing kids. That sounds like a kids thing. And so then all these people are messaging us going, yeah, I've got this kids party coming up. You should lock it in. And again, then our boss is like, you should do it.
One of our big bosses came past us in the office the other day and was like, wow, you guys getting out to kids parties and stuff. You can do my kids. I was like, nothing has been organised. We're making this up as we go.
I hope you're happy now. This is all after you said on the show as a joke. We should give out signed photos of ourselves.
Now, this is the thing, Jim. If we are going to pursue this, which it looks like Australia wants us to, our bosses want us to.
What Australia wants, mate, we'll do.
Absolutely. We're going to need some help, and we're going to need some help from people who do this every single day, professionals who can hopefully teach us how to be a kids' entertainment group, because we have no idea how to do this, and there's only one group of people that can do this for us, Jim.
Yes, Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready, Killer Music. They are a three-piece children's band, award-winning listener podcasters, and ABC Kids stars with a mission to entertain and encourage children through songs, dance, stories, and interactive lessons. Coinciding with World Sleep Day on Friday the 17th of March, their brand-new podcast, Beanies Dreamies, provides all the bedtime routine answers for helping transition kids from playtime to sleep time, and it's available right now. Please welcome to the show, Laura, Mim, and Michael, a.k.a. The Beanies!
The Beanies!
Jimmy, I want you to intro us everywhere we go. And
what an intro.
That's great.
I got lost in the journey.
No, we're only good at intros.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's what we can come to the parties with you guys. We'll just intro you and then we'll fade away. Thoughts on that, Mim? What do you reckon?
Oh, we'd probably have to charge extra.
Yeah.
For that many people.
Hey, as long as we can get a cut, mate.
But I will say that not knowing what you're doing is a key ingredient of being a children's entertainer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, Laura, I'll ask you then. How did this whole thing start? Can you explain to us the Beanies? How do you guys become like a top tier kids entertainment group?
Well, actually, very similarly, we all started doing kids' birthday parties. So we all worked with children. We were all actors and musical theatre kids back in the day, and we all kind of met doing shows, and we were all doing kids' parties and after school care and things like that, and just kind of grew. We formed the band about 7 years ago today.
We knew, obviously.
You're 7 years in. We're 8 days in.
So this is, it'll go like that.
Michael, any advice? What do you think is the number one thing you need to know when entertaining for kids?
Play is a really good thing. So I think you guys have got that. There's lots of play. There's lots of energy.
Okay.
And
you've
tigers,
just got to have fun.
Really.
And
yeah.
Tigers, really.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you guys as well. I mean, if you had to be Tigers and the Horse, who would be the Tigers and who would be the Horse?
Shotgun Tiger. Yeah. Shotgun the other tiger.
That's usually how decisions get made in our bands.
Yeah. You know, I'll just be there hanging out in the paddock, having a good time.
Eating
a bit
of grass. Energy.
Yeah, big horse energy. Very strong, tall.
We showed you the photo. You guys, you have seen us in action with the Tigers and the Horse. Mim, I'll ask you now. I think one of you said that it looks like it's going to be quite hot in an outfit like that.
Yeah, it does get a bit hot dancing around on stage. We did a summer show once where our shoes literally melted when we were on stage. It was so hot.
I'm still wearing them.
See, look at that hole.
Oh, no. They are too. There is a hole in the bottom of Michael's shoe. Wow.
Yeah. And that was 4 years ago. So
things aren't going well then as children entertainers. Michael can't buy new shoes.
Get ready to wear those tiger costumes for 7 years.
Forever.
Okay, we're pumped to have you guys in here because we do want to talk about the podcast as well because this is huge on the listener app. But what we thought we would do is we want to try and get as much information out of you as possible so we can potentially pursue Tigers and the Horse. Jim, I don't know if we could get to more than 3 or 4 parties and we'll be done. But what I thought, maybe we could go through each one of you one piece of golden advice that we could take into Tigers and the Horse. Michael, we can start with you. What do you reckon, mate? What do we got?
Well, what's the journey of the two Tigers and the Horse? What's your story? You know, well, let's figure out the story between these two Tigers. How did they meet? Did one of them lose their ice cream and the other one bought them another ice cream? Is that how they became friends?
What's their motivation?
Why are they riding the horse? What did the horse do?
Oh, God, you guys, I feel like I'm in interrogation.
I don't know! No, we're just sharing ideas, you know?
They're very good questions that we have not thought about.
I have a good piece of advice. If you get stuck mid-show, if something goes wrong, your music stops working, something goes terribly wrong and you need to do something, the best thing to do is to act scared or confused.
Okay.
Kids love it when adults are scared or confused, full stop.
Right.
That's your go-to. And to be fair, so far, your horse does look a bit scared and confused. So you're on the right track.
Just like to remind everyone, this is our boss, Sondra, is in the horse.
Yeah, we are riding her as the horse.
She's committed to the children's party. She wants to.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Laura, have you got a piece of advice for us? Something we could do? Actually, I will bring up the fact that, of course, acting scared and confused, we have like tiger heads on. Mm. So would we have to lift that up?
They've got holes, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Nate's already forgotten. Sorry. We wore it once for 20 minutes.
Perfect. Yeah, I can see you doing a great back and forth where you get the kids to roar at you and then you're scared. Good, they would love that.
Yeah, I love that.
These are really good notes.
These are really good. I hope someone's writing them down. I'm not.
And we also get 10% of anything.
Yeah, obviously.
Protect your rights. That's our advice. Now, my advice would probably be that if all else fails, kids love fart jokes. Just pop one of those in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Farts are never not funny.
Well, Laura.
Laura, you didn't need to fart to show us, obviously.
Michael, don't you
you guys have a fart sound effect ready to go?
That was all original.
The microphone down lower if you need to look. Okay, we would love to chat about the podcast as well. People listening to the show who've got kids, what is the podcast about?
Well, it's really a sleep podcast, but it's more for that in-between time between when your kids are really, really hyper and you want them to go to bed.
Sure.
So it really fills that gap. And it's a kind of podcast that you don't sort of sit down and listen to. You get up and work with it as well. Yeah, you get up and play along. And we ended up making it because heaps of parents requested it. So our other podcast is very high energy and will get you super hyper.
Right.
But this one will take you from hyper and transition to calming down.
Right.
And I'll use this voice.
Without them knowing. Yeah.
And then you'll brush
really
your
teeth. Yeah.
You do a bit of gratitude. You do a bit of deep breathing. And then your kids are asleep.
Right. Yeah. So this came by request, Michael. They asked you guys to be like, okay, you've got my kids all nice and hyper. Now put them to bed for me, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. This is us trying to solve a problem that we've created. By like getting kids heaps hyper and then we just leave.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're just like, what do you do? So it was asking for that. And then we also saw a survey. It was like a Better Sleep Council said that like 85% or something like that of parents don't have a solid sleep routine with their children. So it's just like something you can do with your children to try and calm them down just before bed. They're really fun activities and you do it together. So kids will really like that as well.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to do it together. You can just turn it on and then go write some emails or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I love this. You're about to say leave. Go out, a few beers,
we'll
go back, it'll be fine.
And then we'll just raise them for you until they're 18.
Just get it on rotation. You've got...
Well, guys, the Beanie's brand new podcast, Beanie's Dream, is available right now on the Listener app, of course, LISTNR, wherever you get your podcast from. But this is exciting and this is huge if you're listening to this right now, because up next, the Beanies are going to actually show us how to be children's performers, Jim.
Yeah, look, before we can entertain children, Nath, we need to be children and we need to be entertained by the best.
We need to take ourselves back to being children.
So, Nathan and I, we're going to leave the studio. We're going to come back, Australia. We're going to dress up. You're going to see this on the socials, by the way, at Jimmy and Nath. We'll tag and show everyone. But yeah, Nathan and I will come back dressed as children and the Beanies will be performing next on the show.
And it's so we can learn, okay? Yes. Stick
before
around.
Before you entertain the kids, you must become the kids.
Absolutely. And we don't have to go back far to to be kids, okay? Let me tell you. All right, more from the Beanies next, including a live performance, I believe, of the Topsy Turvy Zoo. This is huge. Stick around, we'll do it next. It is Jimmy and Nate right around the country. Right around the country, it is the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks so much for being a part of it, guys. And Jim, we're just talking about Tigers and the Horse, which is our potential kids entertainment group. And before we could become kids entertainers, before we could possibly understand how to do it, we needed some people in here to teach us how to do it. So please welcome back to the show, the Beanies! Kim, Michael, Laura, this is huge.
Now,
expert at the game.
Now, we just walked in our outfits because, again, before we can entertain children, we must become children, understand the child and what the child needs. I'll let the Beanies do it. Would you guys like to explain what Nathan and I are wearing?
I can't even describe to you what you're wearing. It is both hilarious and confronting.
Well, they're twinning. They're twinning. They're matching. They've got adult diapers
with big diaper pins just right at the front just looking at me.
Some nice teddy bear shirts.
Teddy bear print. Yes. And Birkenstocks.
And we've got some like
Birkenstocks.
Baby bibs that are giving both baby and Handmaid's Tale somehow. And
we got a pacifier. We've got bottles.
Bottle.
I keep choking on this pacifier. I keep putting it. I shouldn't say don't do that.
We're children's entertainers.
So now this is the thing, and this is what we were explaining before. Before we, of course, we can take on the role as children's entertainers, Jim, we need to go back to being kids, right? Put ourselves in the roles of being children. We have the Beanies here. You guys are going to perform for us. We will be the children so we can understand how you guys do this at an elite level.
Well, we do have some things to help you get in the zone. So we've got some little Beanies dollies. So you can hold Laura Beanie if you like.
Okay. What beanie have I got? Is this
Mim
beanie?
And then Michael Beanie's got his headphones
over there,
just ready for the performance.
He's working. He's just checking audio levels.
So I was just about to panic and be like, Michael didn't get one.
Beanie budget got cut.
Yeah, this is why Michael's still wearing the same shoes, because they had their own dolls made.
Only the Tigers get dollies.
So, guys, how this is going to work is, it's completely up to you. You guys are going to do a performance of the Topsy Turvy Zoo. Mm-hmm. As kids, what do you need us to do?
Well, this song is all about pretending to be one animal and then pretending to be another animal and then squishing them together to make a weird topsy-turvy animal. So this is a very play with us song. Yep. So we need you to copy along with the action. Okay. So we're going to start off by being an elephant. So can you show me your... So I do with the kid. Big elephant trunk. And make a big elephant noise.
That's it.
Okay.
Well done.
That's good. Okay.
Call now if you want to guess the secret sound.
elephant.
Yes, congrats. You won $10,000.
Okay, so guys, whenever you're ready, I'll hit play on this and then you guys can take it away and we'll
And we need you to give it all you've got. Okay. I need you to be the elephant. I need you to be the unicorn.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm standing
what
up.
What was the unicorn, mate?
I don't know.
That is exactly the sound.
Ladies and gentlemen of Australia, this is the Jimmy and Ace Show, and these are the Beanies with the Topsy Turvy Zoo.
All right, Jimmy and Nate, I need you to show me your big elephants.
Very good.
I'm being an elephant, being an elephant. Being a unicorn, being a unicorn.
Being an elephant, being an elephant.
Being a unicorn, being a unicorn.
Why can't we be both?
Now be both. Ready?
Being an elephant, being an elephant.
Being an elephant,
being an elephant. Everybody freeze. At the Topsy Turvy Zoo.
Well done.
Okay, I've got one.
Watching Michael.
I'm being a crocodile, being a crocodile.
Being a flamingo, being a flamingo.
Being a crocodile, being a crocodile.
Being a flamingo, being a flamingo.
Why can't we be both?
Ready?
Being a crocodile, being a crocodile. Being a crocodile, being a crocodile. Everybody freeze.
I'm being an antelope, being an antelope.
Being an octopus, being an octopus.
Being an antelope, being an antelope.
Being an octopus, being an octopus.
Why can't we be both?
Octolope, ready?
Being an octolope, being an octolope. Being an octolope, being an octolope. Everybody freeze!
Great octolope.
It's a natural
I'm fine.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm being a gorilla, being a gorilla.
Being a butterfly, being a butterfly.
Grace being a gorilla, being a gorilla.
Being a butterfly, butterfly, being a butterfly.
Why can't we be both?
Ready?
Being a gorilla fly, being a gorilla fly. Being a gorilla fly, being a gorilla fly. Everybody freeze. At the top of Jenny's in.
Give yourself a big pat on the back.
Now, I have a question.
Animals.
How do you feel about those full-body tiger suits now? Do you think that they're going to be a bit too hot?
I think our children's entertainment career is just finished.
Yeah. I'm wearing just an adult diaper and I'm like nothing really on the bottom, and it's a million degrees. Do you guys sweat all the time?
Yeah.
I'm also
wearing tiger's costumes is stupid.
I am also wearing an adult's diaper. Mine's come off.
I'm so glad we're on the other side of this desk.
On the other side of the desk.
You
might not want to walk away from that desk for too long.
There's a real elephant here now.
Okay, guys, look, we cannot. Another massive round of applause for Beanies. You guys are actually phenomenal. They are the best in the business, guys. As we said, go and get the podcast on the listener app, Beanies Dreamies. Before we do let you go, guys, I mean, you've seen us try to do what you do. We want to pursue tigers and the horse. Mm-hmm. We need 2 out of 3 votes to continue this. Michael, we'll start with you. Do you think Jimmy and Nath could be children's entertainers?
Yes!
That's one.
That's quick. I did that.
Mim?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, 2.
We need 3 and we're going to Sydney. Laura?
Jimmy and Nath, you've got the gold ticket. You've got the
ticket! I also realised when I put my arms up, it's like a midriff.